Just like a phoenix rises from its ashes, new works are on the rise in Omaha. One new work on the horizon is Buried Phoenix, an original play written by local Nebraskan artist Laura Leininger Campbell. Being presented at the Shelter Belt Theater, this play explains the experiences of Leininger Campbell's journey, striving to become an actor in New York.
Buried Phoenix is kind of a memory play for me. It's a lot of memories that I had when I was out of college and trying to become an actress in New York City in 1994. And it's this great exploration of this young girl who is starting out and trying to become an artist, working with an artist in another discipline who is established and at the highest mark of her career, and then working with the mentors who mentored her boss, who are another generation looking back on their years.
After her time in New York, Leininger Campbell returned to Omaha, becoming involved with the local theater scene, as Leininger Campbell set forth on her new ambition, playwriting.
I came to playwriting, you know, real sideways. I spent the majority of my life really wanting to be an actor. And when I moved back to Omaha, you know, I really did think that I was kind of done. You know, coming back here and just seeing the wealth of theater that's here in town and watching it grow into an amazing playwrights conference and working with like all of these actors in Omaha that are like so seasoned and so great and grounded and directors and designers and all of that talent here in Omaha and in Lincoln too.
The show and its authenticity to the real world reality of life drew in director Amy Lane to the project.
I will tell you, as a director, it is a special treat to get to work with a playwright in the room, because it doesn't happen usually. The play is like a blueprint for a house that we're going to build together. And so to have the architect really there in the room with us is something that is a collaborative process, again, that goes deeper than a normal experience, isn't it? Like where you're given a script that's already been written maybe 20 years ago, maybe it's by Shakespeare, and you're crafting something that has been crafted over and over again. But this is the first time, so that's special.
Lane also speaks of the deeper meanings and metaphors that interweave themselves into the fabric of this story.
A thing that really stands out for me comes right in the title. This idea of a buried phoenix is a theme and a metaphor that runs throughout the play. And I think it's something that everyone can relate to. What it means in the play, what is revealed, is that on life's journeys, it's not always going to be easy. And you're going to run into disappointments. You might run into some type of trauma. You might run into things that make you doubt yourself. And this, what this play tells you is, if something like that happens, if there's something that might be too big for you to deal with right in the moment, that is something that you can put away, bury it for a while. But know that underneath there is a phoenix. And when you're ready to face it, when you're with people who will help support you.
And love you. Yeah.
You will rise.
Leininger Campbell, living proof of a thriving playwriting scene, give some advice to other playwrights in the area.
And so I would say to anyone who is, you know, thinking about it or is sitting around someday saying, oh, you know what, that might be something great to write down. Write it down. Write it down and see where it goes. And the act of writing is not just sitting down in a chair and taking a pencil to paper. It's wandering in your mind and it's creating scenarios and working things out in your brain. And when I was young, I used to call it Planet Zero when I would be spacing out in high school. So find your Planet Zero and start writing down the stories. The muses bring you stuff there.
Buried Phoenix will be showing at the Shelter Belt Theater until July 26. More information about Buried Phoenix can be found at shelterbelt.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.